It's time to meet the family at Metro Weather. Morning, Pat.
And it's me, myself, and I.
What about Shirley?
She's sleeping.
She's sleeping. No thunderstorms this morning.
Thank goodness.
Well, no, how could there be? It's so goddarn windy out there. You know what? You said to me yesterday you thought the wind would start around noontime. So I'm kicking around my house because I did get home about, I guess, about 11:45. And all of a sudden, I'm in the kitchen, and whoosh, at about 12:18, the wind started, Pat. Really, it was about 12:18. That wasn't a bad diagnosis of you, say that it was up at noontime.
Thank you. And it will still be windy today as Mr. Marshall heads down to the Big Apple.
Yeah.
Good luck, because this is Easter weekend or Easter week.
It's Tuesday. I think it's early enough where it'd be okay.
I don't know.
I don't think
the kids are out of school yet, but they may be. No, they're not out of school yet.
Kids up here are out of school.
Yeah, not down there. Not down here. So it will be a sunny day, but a windy one in the mid-60s. Clear tonight, 35 to 40. Sunny tomorrow, 65 to 70. Cloudy Thursday, there is a chance of one or two showers. That should not be a big deal, 60 to 65. And your Friday, a better chance of showers, 70 to 75.
Now, what about Easter Sunday?
Before we get to that, we have to talk about Saturday.
Let me
tell you what I see. There is going to be, the jet stream number one is going to drop all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico and then turn up the Appalachians. It is going to be associated with an approaching cold front on Saturday. On that front, because of the energy of the jet, a storm will develop over the Appalachians and move to our west. But between the storm and the cold front, we are going to have a tight pressure gradient. So the wind is going to be an extremely big factor Saturday. It will be coming out of the south as compared to yesterday's wind coming out of the west. It's going to be coming out of the south, so we'll have periods of rain. And I don't know if there'll be any thunder on Saturday, but can't rule that out. But I'm thinking the wind is going to be as strong, if not stronger, than it was yesterday.
It was strong yesterday.
It was. We had wind gusts to 51 at Hartford yesterday. So, and that could happen again Saturday. And then in back of this system on Sunday, Easter Sunday, blustery, changeable skies, showers. Are you ready?
Snow flurries.
Only in the higher elevations of the Catskills and the Berkshires.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
So kind of a blustery Easter Sunday from what I could see right now. And that's it. I mean, I don't know how much I'll be actually sitting down at a table on Easter Sunday, but I head first out to the North Shore of Long Island to join a part of the family there at a restaurant. Then from there, I travel south to go to my sister's for dessert. Then from there, I travel back home, but before I get home, I make a stop in Nassau County to see my nephew's new baby girl, and then I come home. And the sad thing about all of this, I have to work Monday morning.
But just imagine, you'll be relaxed because you'll be putting on all those miles in your brand new car.
Yeah. Relax.
You'll get to try the lane, keeps you in the lane, the automatic braking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't let that scare you, the automatic braking.
No, it won't, because once you hit the brake, it's off.
I know, but there was a time when I first got my Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And a car pulled in front of me on 684.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going here, 684. We're going 70. Wow. We're going 75 miles an hour. Car pulls in front of me too close. and the automatic brake comes on. Now, I want to tell you, I couldn't hit the brake there because that would have, I would have been clobbered from behind. So I had to step on the gas to disengage it. But that was a hairy situation. So just really? Just be aware of that. Just be aware of it. Once you get used to it, it's fine. But the first time that it comes on in a weird situation like that, well, not good. Not good.
Well, you want to talk about either burnt out or stupid, but I'm one or the other, or maybe both. Was I telling you that I was trying to program my garage door opener?
And you couldn't do it?
And I'm thinking to myself, well, what is the problem? Why isn't this working? So I went into a YouTube video. And when I started the video and realized what I had done, I called myself the biggest jerk I ever know.
What'd you do?
I was programming the dome lights instead of the buttons on the mirror.
That's right. There you go.
What a dope.
Those dome lights won't open up the garage door.
What a jerk.
What color did you set them at?
What color did I want?
Can't you change the color and the lights in the car?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Because they got a lot of these cars nowadays, you can change the color of the lights.
Oh, I didn't know. They're new LED lights.
Yeah.
So they're very, very bright. That's all fine. I have no problem there. And, I pretty much know everything. I'm just going to have to go back over the radio and how to keep your favorites.
Yeah, that. And so now that's a little smaller than your Highlander, right?
A lot smaller.
Yeah,
but the Highlander had three-row seating.
Yeah.
This has two-row seating, and it's definitely not as wide.
No, but you don't need that bigness.
I'm thinking I don't because...
you can always put down the back seat and load what you need to load in the back of this.
Right, but you're right, exactly. Huh. That's the thing, even if I only put down part of it because I have Shirley in the back.
Yeah.
Part of it. But I did call Toyota yesterday.
Yeah, what'd they say?
She listened to me very very, very intently.
Did you call the dealership?
I know. I called corporate.
Okay.
She gave me a case number. She noted everything down. I told her the letter. A letter is going out. She told me who to send it to. And she told me that after they get the letter and review it, they will be calling me. And she apologized a number of times for the incident. And I told her, I said, I never have felt so uninvited, so unwanted in a dealership in my life. I said, and that's after 9 years of being a good customer. And she said, I'm looking at your record. I see that. And she said, in the name of the dealership, and I gave her the name of the dealership. She goes, and the manager didn't come over to talk to you? I said, I don't even know who he was.
What was the name of the dealership? Let's really diss him.
It's Toyota of Rockland.
Toyota of Rockland. Don't go there, folks.
I just very, very upset. Very, very upset. But I do like the car.
Yeah.
And maybe it was time for a change, Marshall.
And you're going to get better gas mileage.
Well, that goes without saying. Right. Yeah.
So it's going to work out in the end.
In the end, it should work out. Now, the only thing we have to work out is the weather forecast for the weekend because, I'd appreciate it, too, if we didn't have to drive in rain on Sunday.
Well, I can tell you this.
Yes?
I sit home.
I had a feeling you wouldn't be going anywhere.
No, I sit home.
That's great.
And I rent a bunny for the day, and the bunny hops around the house. And at the end of the day, the dogs eat the bunny. That's right. And Easter Sunday's over. That's it. That's it.
I guess you're not going to barbecue, huh?
No, I don't think so.
It's not going to be warm enough.
Not going to be warm enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll check with you mañana.
That sounds very, very nice. And you have a great Tuesday and a nice trip.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast.